far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
We're coming back as Mount Holmes come out on the floor. There's just been a few last-second instructions from assistant coach Brad Morris and Alma in their huddle before we get started with the second half. But we think Josh said to his team in the locker room there at halftime.
Yeah, I think he's happy with the defensive effort that we had. There were a couple lapses that we had that let them get some easy points here. I think he's going to talk more on the offensive end. If I was talking to him, I'd be going to Dewey. I'd say, look, guys, we got one of the best scorers that can score the ball. Get him the ball in the paint. Braden, you're bigger than, stronger than any kid in here. You got more experience than all these kids out here. And he said, you know, go score.
Yeah.
Go score. And keep the effort up on the defensive side, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Well, Alma gets the ball to start the second half as Mount Holmes up 20-13. Airedale's moving right to left for these last two quarters. Smith with it up top. Throws over to Boggs on the right side. Down to Towns Robinson. He's going to drill to the low block. Now throws it over to Curtin in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is, Rob tries to save it, but couldn't do so. And Alma will get it back with 7:44 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, good job boxing out by Hagan. He tried to grab the ball, just slipped out of his hands. Couldn't quite grab a hold of it.
Should the shot clock be at 35?
Maybe so.
I don't know. Anyway, here's Kurd with it. He's going to drill to the low block, go up for the jumper. Right over Harris, good. Camden Kurd with five on the night.
Got an extended man right here from Alma.
Bickford with it into the front court. Now they're going to cheat off that and try a double team. Gives it up top to McLean. McLean drills to the right side. Now drills up to the top, gives it to Dewey on the right wing. Back up top to McLean. Down to Rob on the low block. Gives it to Dewey at the free throw line. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. Rebound is controlled by Kurd. And back come the Airedales with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Back comes Kurd quickly. He will throw it over to Smith on the left side. Up top to Boggs. Down to Israel Tubbs. Sorry, to Towns Robinson. His layup is up and in. Nine on the night for Towns Robinson. And Mount Holmes going to quickly take a timeout. We'll break with 6:57. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 20-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie Shea Schneider at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk at 8 a.m. on February 3rd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee and pastries from Cove Coffee. Visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our special guests are the Baxter County Master Gardeners, Carl Wayne's Nursery, and S2S Recycling and Trash Service. They'll share how to keep our community beautiful. Hope to see you Friday morning, February 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Well, probably a necessary timeout for Mountain Home there, Brad, with the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's not what you want to see with the Bombers if you're coming out of there. A quick, 4-0 run here by Alma.
Yep.
We got a good shot on the other end, but, not the start you want, the intensity that you want to see coming out here in this third quarter.
Just over a minute into the second half, Mountain Home with the ball leading 20-17. Bickford dribbling to the right side, gives there to Harris. Harris dribbling up to the top. Now throws over to McLean on the right side. Getting out to Dewey. Gives up top to Harris. Harris drills to the left side to low block. Tries to throw it to Dover. Ball knocked away. And a fight for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Mountain will have the ball in the possession arrow with 9 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, you'd almost like to see McGee Harris go up with that shot.
Yeah.
He got to the middle of the lane right there. You'd like to see him kind of get up and get a shot.
6:31, let's play in the third quarter. Matson will inbound it on the baseline. It will be McLean turning the inbound pass. Gets into Bickford in the left corner. He dribbles to the elbow, throws up top to McLean. Down to five to shoot. Ball goes to Harris. He's going to try for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Curd.
Now, Alma's doing a good job right now breaking and cutting off Dewey in the post right here. Dover's able to get posted up. We'll see if we can try to exploit that and get him some easy shots down there.
Ball goes to Boggs in the left corner. But now to Schlegel. Tried to throw it to Towns Robinson. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And that will be Alma's sixth turnover of the night. 6:05 left to play in the third quarter. Blaine Tate's going to come back in from outside, replacing McGee Harris. Bombers get the ball back, leading by three. Inbound pass goes to Tate. That's a full court man for Alma.
Yeah, on the man press, what you want to do is just get into your guard and just clear and let them bring the ball up. You know, you want to watch for that jump or that blitz behind. Mountain Home did a good job in the girls' game of doing that. Alma's going to try to do that a little bit in the second half.
Ball goes to McLean at the free throw line. His jumper bounces around and finally falls in.
I think bounced around through two or three times on the rim before it finally went down. Hit the backboard a couple times.
His first 2 points of the night. Back to a two-possession game now. Mounts home up 22-17 with 5:36 left in the third quarter.
That's why it's important to have that spin, that backspin on the ball. When you hit it on that rim, you want it to hang around that rim as long as possible if it misses, just like that with the chance to go in.
Ball goes over to Schlegel on the right side. He gets there to Curd. And now foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Tate with that one.
Oh,
nope,
Dover,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, Robert Dover picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half.
But Dover kind of hip checked him as he came around that corner, that trying to get around that screen there.
Inbound pass is stolen by Dewey up at the top. He's quickly back the other way. Going for the layup, will be fouled on the way up and head to the line for a pair of free throws.
That's kind of an awkward looking shot there. Dewey kind of got the ball stuck on his hip as he was trying to go up with it, but yeah, was able to get bailed out with there with the foul.
Not a very good pass though by Alma there on that inbound play.
He just threw it up for a jump ball, and Dewey had 2 or 3 inches on that guy, and he just went up and got it.
Easton Boggs picks up his second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Alma. Dewey's first free throw is up and in. That's his first attempt of the night. Carmani Smith checking out of the game as he'll be replaced by Matthew Rogers. I believe Rogers come in for the first time tonight. He is a 5'9 sophomore. Dewey's second free throw is up. He gets both. He now has 13 on the night. Back to a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 24-17 our score. Here is Rogers going into lane. Now kicks out to Boggs. His three-pointer on the left corner will not go. Towns Robinson, good job getting the rebound. Kicks it back out to Boggs. His follow-up three is up and in.
How many times have we seen offensive rebounds lead to wide-open threes there? Yeah, he came. Towns Robinson came flying over
to
get that rebound.
Here is Tate with it up top. Mounts home up 24-20. McLean with it. Gives it to Tate in the corner. Tried to throw it to Doer, but Towns Robinson's right there for the steal. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Back comes Alma Schlegel trying for the three in the left corner. No good, and Dewey chases down the rebound.
That would have been a big shot if that had went down for Alma. That would have made it to a one-point game.
Yep. Bickford with it on the left side. He dribbles to the top, gives it to Tate on the right. Back to Bickford. Finds Dewey on the low block. He's going up, turnaround jumper. It's blocked, but Tate's able to chase down the ball. He goes up for the jumper at the low block. No good. And now fouls when we call on the rebound attempt. I think they're going to get Mountain Home with that one. Or are they?
No, they're saying stand here.
Oh.
Well, White no, 30.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope. It's Dover, and that's his fourth. Robert Dover picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the second half. Hagen Rob will check in for Robert Dover. And for Alma, Schlegel's going to check out of the game as he'll be replaced by Branson Brogan. And also, Miles Kendrick's going to come back in as he will come in for Camden Curd. Rogers into the front court with 4:09 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 24-20. Rogers will dribble to the left elbow. Goes down into the paint. He's going in for the layup. No good. And Tate gets a rebound for Mountain Home. Back comes Tate. He will throw it to Dewey. He's going to the lane for the layup. They're going to wave it off and call for the charge. Oh, man. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd.
Yeah, and Coach Fulcher. He is not happy about that at all.
That is Braden Dewey's second personal foul, team foul number three, against the Bombers. And he is letting that official have it.
Yeah, he is.
And they're going to call a sideline warning. And he's still giving it to him. He's about to get teed up if he's not careful. Although at this point, it may not be deliberate. 3:46 left to play in the third quarter as it will be Boggs inbounding it on the far on the near sideline. He gets it into Rogers, who's into the front court. Rogers dribbling to the right side, gives it there to Kendrick. Kendrick will dribble up to the top, gives it back to Rogers there on the right wing. Rogers dribbles to the top, gives it to Towns Robinson. Now it kicks it back out to Brogan, who's called for the travel.
Yeah, you know, right now as coaching staff, they're trying to get their team fired up. You know, they're trying to will win and trying to get our boys to get fired up right here. And maybe that turnover will spark something here for the Bombers.
Now Tom with the ball up by four, 3:20 left to play in the third quarter. Tate into the front court, gives it to McLean on the left side. He drills towards the elbow, now throws it to Rob, and now another stop to play.
Oh, they're going to call 3 seconds.
Oh, man.
Their coach has been asking for it down here the whole time, and Hagan was able to catch that. We had a nice little play set up coming off of that with Dewey on the opposite side, but just stay in that lane. You got to get that foot out of the lane at least at some point.
Sixth turnover against Mountain Home, and now a foul away from the ball. They're going to get Braden Dewey. That is his third personal foul, 14th foul against the Bombers here in the second half. 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up by four. But and now Mount Tom's going to call a timeout. So we will break with 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 24-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Home leading 24-20 right now. Alma will have the ball with a chance to make it a one-possession game. It will be Boggs triggering the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets it into Towns Robinson up top. Towns Robinson is going to drill to the elbow. Now his pass knocked away, stolen by Tate. He's quickly back the other way for the layup. His shot is blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 2:55 left in the third.
Now, you know, who's going to be the guy right now for Mountain Home? Who is going to step up? Who's going to be the guy that comes in there and says, we're not going to lose this game, right? We're not going to lose this game. We're going to grab this game. We're going to take control of it, and we're not going to lose. And that's what Mountain Home needs, to find that guy to kickstart them into the rest of the season.
Matthew Rogers picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Alma here in the second half. First free throw for Blaine Tate is up and in. His first point of the night. One more chance to extend that lead a little further. Tate's second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two, and Boggs chases down the rebound. 25-20, Mountain Home up. Here is Rogers with it.
Tate doing a really good job right now.
Yep, but Rogers does take the screen from Towns Robinson. Ball goes to Boggs on the right side. His three-pointer will not go, and Tate gets a rebound from Mountain Home. He's quickly back the other way, finds Dewey in the low block for the layup. Is it going to be this one going to be a blocking foul?
Yeah, they got a blocking foul on that one.
I bet Josh Fly would have blown a gasket. They called another charge there.
We probably would have seen him get a technical foul, I would think, if that would have been called a charge.
Miles Kendrick picks up a second personal foul, team foul number three against Alma. So Braden Dewey back at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 13 points. Misses the first one here, though. Camden Kerr coming back in for the Airedales as he'll replace Easton Boggs.
Is that 3 or 4 missed free throws here for the Bombers?
Yeah, well, total, it's actually six.
Six.
Dewey's second free throw is up. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. He now has 14. Mounts Holmes up 26-20, a little over 2.5 minutes left in the third. Rogers into the front court. Dribbles on the left side, gives it to Towns Robinson. Back to Rogers, back to Towns Robinson on a low block. Throws over to Curtin in the right corner. And now has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds.
What?
And now they're going to say it's off Alma. So
Ryder was right there on top of it. He was pointing hard, saying that should have been our ball. He knew he was the one defending it. He knew he knocked it off the Alma guy.
That's 10 turnovers against the Airedales tonight. 2:14 left to play in the third. Mounts home, gets the ball back with a chance to make it a three-possession game. Ball is with Tate. There's zone press for Alma. But Tate does get it across the timeline. Has it on the left side. Takes a screen from Dewey. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now goes to low block. He's going in for the layup. He's going to be fouled on the way up. A good job by Blaine Tate to draw contact. He's going to the free throw line with 1:57 left.
Yeah, nice little nifty move there by Blaine. Blaine came in. He acted like he was going to kick the ball out, give a nice little ball fake out when he saw the defender jump to that side of his shoulder. Nice little spin move moving in. And you know, no one in the gym thought he was going to shoot that ball. He did a good job there.
That's Matthew Rogers' second personal foul, team foul number four against Alma. Tate's first free throw will not go. Braxton Carson coming back in for Mountain Home.
Yeah, Blaine's been struggling from the line a little bit. He's kind of got a little slow hitch in the middle of his shot right here. See if he can keep a solid, continuous flow through this shot here and get this one to fall.
Braxton Carson replacing Hagen Robb. Towns Robinson and Rogers checking out of the game for Alma. Tate's second free throw is up and in. Another one for two trip. He now has 2 points. It is a three-possession lead now for Mountain Home with less than 2 minutes left to play in the third. Here is Smith with it on the left side. He just checked back in a moment ago. Smith dribbling to the top. Now kicks it out to Schlegel. Over to Kendrick on the right side. Almost went behind him, but he's able to corral it. Now Kurt has it there on the right wing. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Kurt's going to drill to the low block. He's going to be fouled before his layup attempt. They're going to give that one to Braxton Carson. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half.
It shows you how just one little misstep can get a guy past you right there at this level. And, Braxton kind of lunged right there at that offensive player when he did. He was able to get a step on him.
Kurt within the left corner. His three-pointer is blocked. But Alma's able to keep possession of it. Ball goes up top to Kendrick. His three-pointer will not go. The ball is being knocked around. Schlegel gets the offensive rebound. He goes back over there. He can't get that to go. And now a fight for the rebound. And now what are they going to call?
I'm just going to say, why it's ball right here. You got Alma diving over the top on top. Oh, they got a foul on 14. There
okay. So Matthew Schlegel picks up his third personal foul, team foul number five against the Airedales here in the second half. 1:15 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by seven. McClain will turn the inbound pass to Tate. It's like a full court man for Alma.
Got a final update on the girls' score. Siloam Springs beat Harrison's girls. So that's all four, top four teams in the girls' 5A West won tonight.
Ball goes to Tate near the right corner. He drills to the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Dewey gets the offensive rebound. Or are they going to call, where are they going to call first? The foul call was before the rebound.
Double foul here.
Double foul. Okay. Wow. So they're going to get Braxton Carson and Miles Kendrick. That's Kendrick's third personal foul, team foul number six. And that's Carson is second personal foul. Both teams now with six fouls. 58.1 seconds left to play in the third. Now, so is it a possession arrow?
Yeah, it should stay with the possession right here. The problem is, though, the ball was shot. So how do you know who had the possession? I think either coach can argue right here.
That's why I thought they might go to the arrow. I didn't know. Now, it is going to be Mount Holmes' ball. So Israel Towns Robinson and Easton Boggs going to come back in for Mountain Home, or for Alma, replacing Miles Kendrick and Camden Curd. So Mountain Home will have the ball leading by seven. 58.1 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Carson on the low block. His layup will not go, and Alma gets the rebound. Back quickly they come. Schlegel going into the lane for the layup. Lost his footing, but was able to. Or did they get the basket? Yes,
he
did.
Got the basket to fall.
So Schlegel gets the points there. Dewey back the other way. He's going to go in for the layup. He is fouled on the way up, and he will head back to the free throw line. Schlegel with his first 2 points of the night. Here they go, that one. They get that one.
Towns Robinson, I think.
Israel Towns Robinson, his first personal foul. And Mounts Home is in the bonus for the rest of this game. 40.6 left to play in the third. Braden Dewey at the free throw line. So far, he is 3 of 4 with 14 points. First free throw here, no good. Hagen Robb's going to come back in for the Bombers, replacing Braxton Carson. So Dewey with one more opportunity to add to Mount Holmes' lead. Second shot is up, and he gets one of two. He now has 15. Mount Holmes up 28-22. Smith into the front court with 37 seconds left in the third. Smith with a dribbling to the free throw line. Now kicks out to Boggs. He dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Gives it there to Brogan. Down to Towns Robinson. He's going to dribble into the lane to the low block for the layup. Good. Hagen Robinson trying to get the charge call, but no call.
Yeah, Towns Robinson's going to be a handful. He's only a sophomore. He's going to be a handful in the years to come for Alma.
He has 11 on the night. Back the other way. Dewey's going to go into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Will that go? Not quite, but he draws contact, and he'll go right back to the free throw line with 5.9 left in the third. Will they give that one to?
Towns Robinson, I believe, again.
Yep, it's real Towns Robinson. His second personal foul. Eighth team foul against Alma here in the second half. So Braden Dewey back at the free throw line where he is, I believe, 4 of 6. Make it 4 of 7 as he missed the first one here.
If we'd have made half our free throws that we missed, this game would we'd be on up there almost double digits right now.
Yep. Hate those missed opportunities like that. Dewey's second free throw is up and in. He gets one of two. Mount Holmes back up by five. 5.9 left. Inbound pass goes to Smith. He's quickly back the other way. He's going to go up for the running jumper. Good. And it's going to be a one-possession game at the end of the third quarter. Carmine Smith with his first 2 points of the night. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Alma 29-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in